If you've been told to pull up your socks recently, then make sure it's a pair of RCR socks. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Up Your Brave show on Reality Check Radio. And next up, we're going to be talking all about superannuation, but in Australia. I'm talking to Anne-Marie Lyons on the topic of superannuation in Australia, the 9 key things you need to know. Welcome to the show, Anne-Marie.
Thank you very much, Natalie, for having me. It's wonderful.
So good to connect with you. You and I met in person. I know your daughter, and I don't know anything about superannuation. So I'm excited to dive in. For those of you that don't know Anne-Marie, Anne-Marie is an educator and a mentor. She has 36 years experience in the world of banking and finance, primarily in Australia. Her qualifications as an operational risk manager, coupled with her certificate, number 4, assessment and workplace training, AIM, ensured her compliance workshop programs were highly sought after. Since retiring, she has focused her unique and simple approach towards creating a financial literacy workshop dedicated towards the education of women as it relates to understanding their superannuation statement. Statistics have shown the future face of poverty is female. Interesting. Hence, Anne-Marie, with her workshop, aims to reverse this trend, allowing women to take what they learn and pay the information forward. Her program primarily is for women to assist them to navigate and understand how to read their superannuation statement, pointing out the 9 key areas of importance. Well, I'm excited. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you're not in Australia, you might be an expat or you might have a friend. I think everyone has a friend that's Australian, don't they?
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, Anne-Marie, before we dive into the 9 key things, I would love it if you could share with my listeners a little bit of your backstory. What brought you to this place to now be helping people with superannuation?
Thank you, Natalie. I guess, yes, I worked as a single mum through the banking sector, and I was with the same organisation for all of that time, so nearly 40 years. And during that time, I was lucky enough to meet other financial people, in particularly around superannuation, financial planning, and I had access to all of that for nothing. I could just knock on a door, speak to financial planners and others, and I guess I was just absorbing all of this information. Hence, I was able to then relay that information in my training sessions to staff. And as I became, I guess, as my career then 5 years ago came to an abrupt stop where I became unwell and I needed to leave the workforce for a period of time. I guess, lucky enough, I had health benefits. I had holiday pay, sick pay, all of those things when you've been working in an industry for a long time. So I was able to concentrate on getting myself well. But during that time, I met many women, many people, men as well, who were struggling with financially, how am I going to stay away from work, the workforce, when I don't have any leave owing to me? What am I going to do? And I was lucky enough to be able to have that conversation with people and say, have you thought about you might have some benefit attached to your super, like income protection, something that might help you buffer you as you're trying to get back to work? And I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not licensed to give advice, but I'm just talking to people. That's what I love doing, and helping them. So I would talk to people, and during that time frame, many listened to what I had to say, and I was just hoping they could take that information back. And as I say, if it's not going to help you as an individual, maybe like myself, I drive my family mad. Okay, guys, have you got your super? Like, I've got a niece at the moment who's just started work in Australia, buying her first home. And I say to her, have you looked at your superannuation? Have you looked at the 9 key things that you should be thinking about? Because it doesn't matter in Australia, because it's mandatory having super. There might be 100 superannuation companies, but the 9 key aspects of what you should look for comes directly from the Australian government website, and it's the same across all of them. It's never changed. Very simple things that people need to look for. So I found myself thinking about, I didn't return to work as I was coming into retirement as well, and I put together this program, Let's Talk, and I delivered it across groups in Australia, Zoom calls, anyone that I could touch, because reading the Future Face of Poverty's female report that came out from Monash University, it was the story of many women particularly who were finding themselves after they had brought their children up, looked after their elderly parents, left the workforce, they found themselves in financial difficulty. And I thought, wow, if there's just one message I can give out to my audience is have you looked at the aspects of your super, you might be entitled to financial benefit. And I guess one thing that's come across since COVID, we have many people who are unwell, who have had to leave the workforce for various reasons. And again, I stipulate, maybe this is something you might have. So now with my workshop, I've been here in New Zealand for a couple of years, thinking about how can I also impact people here? And having that conversation with you about expats was a perfect trigger for me to think, wow, how can I influence expats as well? Because you might have a superannuation, you might have worked in Australia just for 8 months, but you may have these nine key things that you should still be thinking about and sharing it with your family so they also know. So exactly. That might benefit. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly why I wanted you to come on, because even though I occasionally I'll do financial related type topics, but my show is all about empowerment. And if we can empower some Australians who are living here in New Zealand, or maybe they're living somewhere else, but to be aware of, you know, if there's money on the table or if there's opportunities that they're just not aware of, it's a real shame. So I really love to shine the light on issues, but also on opportunities for people. So that's what you're going to do today, because I don't know anything about it. I'm just going to ask the questions. Let's go through. Let's talk about the nine things people need to know about superannuation in Australia.
Yes, thank you. And as I said, these nine key things are straight off the Australian government website. The order may have changed, but the content has never changed. So the first one is making sure your personal details are up to date. Name, address, very simple information. Number two, do you have a tax file number attached? I think many people that have a bank account would know that the banks usually ask you for your tax file number. So this is a pot of money as well. You need to make sure your tax file number is attached to it. Your super contributions are regular and on time. So employers in Australia need to make sure they make regular contributions to your super, and are they on time? And what tends to happen is people set it and forget it. But have you actually, you can see the money coming out, your paycheck, but where is it actually going? Is it actually going into the super account? And that's where your statement, your superannuation statement, is the thing that I'm talking to. You pull that out of the drawer. Most people, when they get it in the mail, it's a big document. They just look at the balance. Oh, great, I've got this amount of money. But you need to make sure that these nine key things are also completed as part of the setup of your superannuation account. And then you can put it in a drawer. As I say, most people just look at the balance, put it away, and don't think anything else about it. So your contributions have a lot of people now, which has been good.
On that note, I literally yesterday just pulled my daughter's KiwiSaver out of the drawer.
Right,
and
same,
I only looked at the total. So.
No, you will do KiwiSaver. I don't know a lot about it, but the same sort of thing. That money, it's going. You can see it coming out of your paycheck. But have a look at the statement. Mm-hmm. Is it going into the account? Because then your account's going to be growing. Now you can look online, or a lot of companies and organisations have apps. So my superannuation fund, I've got the app. I can go on and see that those contributions are actually going into the account, because sometimes they haven't, because it's up to the employer to make sure that that happens. So very important. Don't just look at the balance. Correct. Number four, your money is invested appropriately. As I say, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't help you with that. But when you're looking at your investment options, when I first started work 20 years of age, there wasn't a lot of money balance in my super. So I could take a risk and invest my money in a high risk venture. As you get older, advisors will definitely tell you to look at that strategy. So it's just a strategy. What my financial advisor would say to me is, when you have an event change, so if you get a pay rise, a promotion, you buy a house, you get married, you have children, they're the real critical times that you should be looking at your superannuation and how it is invested. Because if you're looking, because none of us, I'm not that interested in the ups and downs of the markets. How could anyone really understand it? Generally, you'll go to a financial advisor for that information or contact your superannuation fund. Number five, you're not paying
too much. Can I just jump in before you get to number five? Because so if one of these things isn't done, like it can really break the chain of the flow of the money. So for example, if someone didn't have their tax file number attached, does that mean there's a glitch in the system? Something might not
be. Well, you'll be paying a higher rate of tax
on
your investment. If your employer isn't sending the money to the fund, then your balance is stagnant.
Yeah.
And it's not going up. And as we know, anything that's, when we talk about compounded effect, the compounded interest that's going on in your account, you need that money and that deposit, even if it's a small amount going into your account. But if your employer isn't sending that money to the account, it might be, say, 5 years down the track, which I had one friend, they could fix it. They could get the money back into that account, but they'd lost 5 years of compound effect.
So they can't back pay.
Well, the money can go in, but the compound effect was lost. Yeah. So good question. Yeah,
and absolutely. Just to clarify before we move on to number five, this is relevant for anyone who has been employed by some sort of Australian organization, whether they might live in New Zealand or they might live anywhere around the world, but they're being employed. Okay. And there's possibly some money owing carry on.
Yeah. And I think, and we'll talk about that in a sec, but you might have jumped employed. So in Australia, they did one really good thing. People were moving jobs and they had five or six different superannuations account. Consolidation is also important. And the government made that a much easier process now. So most people would understand consolidation of all of those supers. So it's just happening into one at the moment. Yeah. So you're not losing track of where your money's actually being invested. Mm.
Okay. So number five,
you're not paying too much in fees. And that really is a personal thing. When you're looking at your statement, you can go onto your super fund's website, CANSAR, which is a body that looks at all the superannuation accounts in Australia. You can compare. So it's like anything when you're comparing fees, when you're looking at a service, are you getting value for money? And are you happy with that, basically? And just making sure your account's not being eaten up by all of these fees. And there's lots of ways you can do that. The most important one is you're adequately insured for your needs. So when we talk about that, my situation of being unwell and going into hospital, when I couldn't return back to work, I knew I had income protection. Now, I had that because my financial advisor said, Anne-Marie, you know, when you buy your first home, you need to make sure that the primary thing that pays for all the bills, so not your car insurance, not your health insurance, the thing that will pay all the bills when you're unable to work is your income protection. And through my super, it happened to be a little cheap. It happened to be cheaper to get it through my super than elsewhere. And it was all in one place. Now, I was able to get, just an example for myself, 5 years worth of 80% of my income, which was quite high at that point, regularly into my account, which meant I could just concentrate on getting well, staying well, and doing the things that I really enjoyed in life without having to worry about how was I going to pay the mortgage. I could have lost my house if I didn't have it because I couldn't return back to work. So number six for me is, for me, the most important. It's the one that I stress to my family and friends while I'm talking to them. You might already have private insurance. That's quite fine too. But make sure you don't have, again, if you have a number of insurances around you, do you need them all? Can you access, because you can't access all of them when you want them. You can only access the one, right? Death benefits. So a lot of people, particularly in the Indigenous community, they might have a small amount in superannuation, like $5,000, but they take a death benefit so that their families don't have to worry about funeral arrangements and things like that. I mean, we don't like to talk about those things that are going to happen eventually. But it doesn't matter that you have a small amount in super, the insurance aspect of it is very important, particularly for income protection, death and disability, Yeah, really. So for me, number six is the most critical one. Number seven, your listed beneficiaries are still correct. So when you open up and have a super account, you usually nominate. So for myself, I have one child. So my daughter is my beneficiary. So if something happens to me, this my superannuation will go to her. So in the effect of you have a marriage, it'd be maybe a spouse. Have you divorced, remarried? Have you had more children? So again, when something important, life-changing has happened in your life, have you looked at that? And is it how you want it to be? So a simple thing. That'll be in your superannuation statement.
Really important, because most people would think about, oh, my will is sorted. You know, is my will updated? This is different. So it needs to be within the superannuation.
Yeah, I used to look at it, and I think when I was advising my customers in a banking perspective, your will, very important. I made sure. So I used to look at my will, all these financial imperatives like my banking account, my superannuation. I only have the one child, but regardless, that it was the same across all of them. Because, yes, your will is one aspect of it. And, of course, anything can be challenged. But it is very important that your wishes are put down in your accounts, and superannuation also being one of those. Yeah, absolutely. So I always used to think of having it the same across all of them. Yeah. It would just make it easier when you're not there, that there is no then dispute what your wishes actually were. Yeah. Number eight, your super is consolidated if appropriate. So we talked about that earlier. I don't know how long it was ago that the government made the consolidation process a lot easier, because what they found is people, and it's still the case, you might have super sitting out in the ether. There's a website you can go to on the Australian government site to find your super, but they did make it easier for people to consolidate super, because it was that you used to go from one job to another and you'd have a separate super account. Nowadays, not the case. You would give your new employer your superannuation account details and they would just deposit the funds into that. So they have made it a lot easier. Number nine, you're happy with your fund overall, very simple. So all of those things, are you happy with the way your fund is performing? As I say, you can go on to the Cancer website. It's just a site that is independent of all these superannuation accounts. If you go onto the government website, you can see that information. And it just does a tally of all the top performing. I mean, most people, when they start their first job, they go with whatever their employer is going to go with.
Yes.
That's fine too. But how is it performing against all the others? And we talked about fees earlier. But, just so you're happy with your fund overall. I mean, a lot of us probably don't have contact with our fund until you need to. So in my situation 5 years ago, I needed to have contact with them and I needed to access my income protection. I let my financial advisor contact them on my behalf, which was wonderful. They actually then sent a nurse out to my home, and she wasn't working for the super fund. She was independent of that. And the first thing she said to me is, I'm going to go through the paperwork on your behalf and I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to not fight for you, but I'm going to advocate for you and make sure that we get the best deal we can for you. Wonderful peace of mind, which I didn't know was something that I was entitled to at the time. They just, that was something that they did. So wonderful story. And I tell that story to people that I speak to. People think about financial advice. It's not that. It's about the 9 key aspects that are attached to any Australian superannuation. So what we've spoken about just now applies to all of them and hasn't changed.
Yeah, so someone might have done some work and they just haven't really thought about or looked at their super for a couple of years. This will be a great little reminder. Hey, go ahead.
Absolutely.
Log in or dig it out of the drawer. What was that website again? Can you spell it for me, the cancer website?
Yes. Let me just have a look. Well, ASIC would probably be a great place to start, or CanStar, CanStar. They're the research agency in Australia that does the research on all the superannuation accounts. So Canstar, C-A-N-S-T-A-R.
Dot what?
Oh, they may be .com.au.
Yeah.
I haven't got their website number.
I'm sure they can find it.
Canstar. Yeah. I actually sent a document to you that probably has a link to it, so that's easy enough to find. But, yeah, look, most people, as I say, my family are always hearing these stories from me and my friends, so hence when I put the workshop together, which usually goes for about 40, 45 minutes and or I can do Zoom calls. And while I was living in Australia, I was able to go, as I say, it was primarily women, only because of the Monash University research paper that came out. Mm. That talked about the future face of poverty is female. I mean, that was such a statement when I read it. And you know what? It got me angry. I thought, it doesn't need to be that way. It just doesn't need to be that way. What can I do? So hence the program. But it is for everybody, male, female. And share that information. Share it with your children. And talk to your spouse. Talk to your children. And let them know that, you know, this is what you've done with your super. And that all the boxes have been ticked.
And, yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. Of course, people can go and check it out and they can cross-reference. They can go through these list of 9 things on their own. But sometimes having someone, I just, you know, hold their hand kind of, walk them through it, explain things. That's more my style. I'm more like, okay, can you just double check it for me? And can you just tell me, can you help me?
Well, when I ran the workshop,
no problem asking for help.
I say to people, bring your super to the group. Bring it to our Zoom call and we can go through it, you know, point by point. And sometimes it's a matter of, wow, I haven't got all my personal information accurate. I haven't got a beneficiary listed. All you do is contact the superannuation. Once you've set those 9 key things up and you're comfortable with them, you can forget it. So it's a set and forget.
Okay, love it. All right, we're almost at the end of our time. Before we get to the wrap-up questions, I wanted to ask you, is there a specific issue in the world right now at the moment that is, you know, that you care deeply about? Anything you want to share with us in terms of society or humanity?
Yeah, I guess, well, I'm a child of this, you know, the 70s, the 60s and the 70s. And I think for me, family, neighbours, my neighbourhood and my community are what's important to me. Making sure, first of all, and I guess this is something I hadn't thought about in my younger years, is putting ourselves first, making sure we're well as an individual, and then we are then able to go out and help our family and our neighbours and friends. And I think people feel isolated. They feel that. They feel if they listen, first of all, please turn off the television. It's probably the first thing I would say. And I think once you've done that and you turn outward to your family, your friends and your neighbourhood, even if it's like I did yesterday, going next door to my neighbour, just having a conversation with her, it just made me feel better to know that there was someone next door. And hence then I moved over here 2 years ago because once I'd retired, I missed my family. I missed my grandchildren and my daughter. So I was able to come over and spend time and hopefully, you know, live my life out here with them. Not everyone can do that, of course. So if we picked up
the phone. Did you find the Kiwis welcoming?
Oh, very much so. They were all a bit surprised how I got here because it was 2 years ago just during the whole COVID debacle thing. That's a story and that's another conversation for another time. But, yeah, definitely. And Kiwis, they are open-hearted, man, and they love to travel too. You know, that surprised me how much the, you know, Kiwis do love to travel. But we have the same values as we do in Australia. It is all family, neighbours, and I think for me it's how can I give it back? And this is my way of paying forward to others is to garnish that information that I have in my stories and share that with others. And it makes me feel good. And it's information that empowers others, particularly women.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go to this question first. I'm going to flip it for a change. How can people connect with you if they want to get a little bit of help with their superannuation as an Australian? Where can they find you?
Facebook's probably the main one. So I'm Women's Financial Health Advocate, all joined one word, or my name, Anne-Marie Lyons, and my Big Pond email address, which is Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S-A-M, at bigpond.com. So Facebook or email is absolutely fine. Yeah, that's it.
Amazing.
Probably the easiest way to catch
Do
up.
Do you run your program regularly or once you get enough people interested, that's when you do it? How does that work?
Yes, I haven't run any regular ones here because generally the program was styled so that I could present myself physically to women's groups in Australia. So I had a lot of contacts in Australia. So now what I do is I email out my program and connecting that way to groups in Australia still and via Zoom. So I ran a few in Australia for women and they're like just a couple of sisters wanted to get together and have a Zoom conference with me. I haven't run anything of recent times because I was trying to work out the target audience, and it wasn't until you and I connected and you talked about expats and I thought, right.
Yeah. Just thinking, I don't want people to miss out if there's things money on the table, or if like there's a glitch in their system and the money's not going to the right place, or they're paying the wrong tax, right? We don't want that.
Yeah,
so,
of course. Yeah. I have put up information previously on my Facebook page, and I've just created an Instagram site as well. So I'm in the process of connecting those. And after our talk today, I'll be in the next week or so putting more information up where people can go. So that's usually now the online thing has become so important is posting that information online and trying to connect with people the best way I can. So that's my thing at the moment is how can I best connect with those who need this information? And are there what groups are out there of expats that I can, you know, we can get together and over a cup of coffee, chat about these things. That'd be what I'd love to do eventually.
Exactly.
Is to be able to do that.
Now, you might have already just answered this question. I don't know. If you were to truly up your brave in the remaining months of 2024, what would you do or not do?
Well, definitely that. It's how do I connect to the Australian expat community? How do I best do that? That's what I'm trying to explore now, and my online presence. Because I do love the connecting with a group, particularly of women. You know, that's my thing. That's what I love doing. And it might be that your husband has worked or is working for an Australian company and you'd like to know more or bring him to the table and let's have a conversation.
Exactly. Okay, so if any of our listeners have connections with Australians or expats, you can get in touch with Anne-Marie directly or you can send us a message. We'd love to know what you learned from this session. Or any added questions you might have, you can send us a text 2057. You can send us an email inbox@realitycheck.radio. All right, Anne-Marie, to wrap things up, what else? Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we go?
Oh, look, I think is just really, I know in the world at the moment, I guess it seems a bit upside down and turmoil everywhere. I think all I can say is stay connected to your family, to your friends, to your neighbours, to your community. And, we'll get through these times, definitely. And, just stay connected. And if you're someone you haven't spoken to for a long time, like my brother yesterday, pick up the phone and, connect. Connect and say hi.
Such a good reminder. Thank you so much, Anne-Marie Lyons, for joining us today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you. So connect with us today.